I can't remember the last time we had snow like this. I know different people were saying that throughout the day yesterday. I think it was, you know, 10, 11, 12 years ago that we even had significant snowfall. So this is certainly a surprise to everyone.
Yeah, it really is. And have you, just from personal experience, have you been out and about and had to deal with any of this stuff yesterday or today?
No. I was able to, I had a meeting yesterday morning in Durham, and then I scooted back over here, so I was here by noon, and just in time before the snow started falling, about 12:30, 12:45 out here in Fox Meadow, and it's a winter wonderland where I live.
Well, there are so many people who were actually literally stuck in their cars for as much as 6 hours, I've heard, yesterday, just trying to get home. And that's the kind of unfortunate situation that we certainly want to avoid. There are so many abandoned cars out there, as many as 20, Aaron Keck told us this morning, down on Weaver Dairy Road at the bottom of the hill, not far from where we are here. And have you heard of any situations like that in Carrboro?
You know, yesterday on Twitter, our police department did a really good job of continuing to update us with tweets on certain roads to stay away from. And, you know, they were the roads that you kind of figured you would want to avoid. You know, where Estes Drive and Smith Level Road and Jones Ferry at Old Fayetteville Road and even Homestead Road by the fire station. And, you know, if you think through it, like someone who perhaps grew up in an area where you had a lot of snow, you know, you kind of think ahead to where would there be trouble spots if we had a significant amount of snow, and that's, you know, that's exactly where we had problems.
Well, the town of Carrboro pretty much, I would imagine, is shut down just like the town of Chapel Hill and the town of Hillsboro this morning as well.
Yeah. We made and I know our town manager put out the word in the announcement yesterday that we certainly would be going to having the administrative offices closed. But, of course, all of our essential folks, everyone's essential, but the particularly essential people during a day like today have been working really around the clock. I think I heard a snowplow out here near my neighborhood last night, Ron, about 11 o'clock at night.
Wow, yeah. That, you know, it's a good opportunity to point out that there are people whose jobs require that they really are on duty during times like this when most people are able to just stay home and keep warm.
Right. And, you know, and certainly I'm actually one of the people that is staying home and able to keep warm, and I'm so thankful for our firefighters and our police officers and our public works crew and everyone else who has to go into overdrive in a situation like this.
If you had the opportunity to deliver a message to all the residents of Carrboro this morning, what would you say?
You know, be safe. Don't drive. Walk around and enjoy the winter wonderland a little, but let this sort out a bit. As I understand it, as you've been saying, we may have some more precipitation coming through even today. And I know for us to try to kind of get these major thoroughfares cleared and have things start to return to normal, it's going to take people staying out of the way so that professionals can do their job.
You know, if you can just remove yourself from it for just a moment and look out your window, it really is beautiful to look at, but it's not necessarily safe to be out there in it.
No, you're exactly right. It's fun to play in, but don't try to test the waters and go out in your car and see what it would be like.